You know, it's been a while since we've done a Meet the Blogger. But I found Alice from Honestly Fitness on Instagram, and I'm like, we got to have her on because right now so many people are getting ready for summer, and it's like you don't think about it till like the pool's open, and you're like, wow, I don't look great in this swimsuit that I'm wearing right now.
You didn't think ahead very well.
No, I felt it when I jumped in the pool with my kids this weekend, and like the water lifted my boobs up when I jumped in. that's an issue. So Alice from Honestly Fitness is in studio. Hey, Alice.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So seriously, I was kind of joking with jumping in the pool, but like I think so many people all of a sudden start freaking out around this time of year when it's time to start wearing the swimsuits again.
Yeah, it's so true. And I mean, it's funny because really my whole philosophy is maintaining a healthy lifestyle throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And so it's always crazy when I get friends and family texting me. They're like, oh my gosh, summer's coming up. I'm like, well, really, you should have been focusing on this 6 months ago. But I totally get it. Like the weather's hot again. Mm-hmm. You can't ignore the shorts and the dresses you want to wear.
Our sales staff, they're chronic dieters. Like every few weeks, they're changing their diet plan. Our sales manager is always on some type of new diet plan.
Oh, that's
instead
funny.
Of making a lifestyle choice, he's always looking for like the next big thing. Like, I'm only eating things that are green this week. It's like, okay, good luck.
Right? Sure.
Right, exactly. But you're right. It's really, you got to make the choice and stick with it forever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am not a fan of diets. I mean, of course, the word diet does talk about, you know, this is literally the food you're eating. But as far as it goes, I'm not a fan of fad diets. I don't follow keto, low carb, Atkins, anything like that. I mean, really, the crux of all of these diets is that you are lessening your caloric intake in some way, whether you're reducing your carb amount or your fat amount. So I always tell people just find what works best for you. If keto does work best for you, like by all means do it. But I never encourage others to follow something just because everyone else is doing
it. Gotcha.
Alice from Honestly Fitness. So what about like being vegan or eating sugar free or gluten free? Like, do any of those work when we talk about weight loss?
Right. I think those are a little different. Vegan, I can definitely see their ethical and moral choices to being vegan. And gluten-free, I think that's gotten twisted because it really is a diet for people with celiacs, people who are gluten intolerant. Mm-hmm. And so it does frustrate me sometimes when I hear people say like, oh, I'm going gluten-free. I'm like, you don't need to.
Why?
Yeah, why exactly? And at the end of the day, gluten is a protein. So if you're trying to up your protein intake, it probably isn't a good step to go gluten-free.
Gotcha. I like when people eat gluten-free cookies. It's like they think it's a diet cookie. It's like, no, it's still has sugar.
It's so much sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Like don't fool yourself into thinking it's healthy. It's just a cookie.
It's like how fat-free was the hot thing like through the 80s and 90s. Everyone was on fat-free. Like, oh, I did so good last night. I just ate a big bowl of pasta. That was it. There was no fat in it.
Exactly.
Alice from Honestly Fitness, you can find her on Instagram. We were talking off air about you spent some time in Thailand.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's affected your thoughts on weight loss and diet?
Yeah, definitely. I have this like ridiculous, gigantic about me section, but it really does talk about how in Asia, I mean, really all around the world, there were these specific pressures that were put on me. I think just because a lot of the women in Asia are really small, really petite. And so it really got me started thinking about health and fitness. And I mean, in my About Me page, I do talk about how it's been a real journey. Like I got into it first to lose weight, but now it's just really come full circle. And I'm like, you know, I just want to find what works for me. I want to help others. And my whole thing is debunking fitness and nutrition myths, because there's so much stuff out there. I don't know if I can say crap on air, but it's a lot of crap.
We've said way worse.
Well, so
okay,
tell me one
know.
That's out there that a lot of people believe that really is just, it's not helping in any way. It's almost hindering that you all feel like you're always fighting against.
You know, honestly, the whole eating clean mentality kind of bothers me. I think it's a fine philosophy, but I've seen so many people take it to extremes where they'll almost demonize others, like, oh, you aren't eating clean, like, how dare you eat this cookie, et cetera. And I'm all about balance, so that's one I don't really like. But really, anytime someone demonizes something, like, oh, like, you must do low carb, or, like, how dare you for following this specific diet regimen, I think that's what really bothers me.
Alice from Honestly Fitness, Instagram here. What about an actual workout? Do you feel like one's better than another? So yoga over Pilates or swimming over running? Do you have any thoughts on that?
No preferences, honestly. Like, again, I think it's really up to the person. Mm-hmm. I'm personally a fan of Pilates Reformer, of boxing, anything that really gets me sweating. But I have a ton of friends who love yoga. They swear by it. It's just not something that works for me. So again, I think whatever, find what works for you. If you can get a friend to come with you to the gym, go to the gym.
Honestly Fitness. The website, Alice, is the same thing.
Yeah, it's honestlyfitness.com.
Go there and you can read more about all of her lifestyle ideas. Hey, Alice, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is great.